This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. It was a day for politicians to enlist musicians in their causes. In a few moments, we'll be hearing about the Live Earth concerts across the globe. But there's another movable rock show going on in Iowa. NPR's Linda Wertheimer has been traveling with Senator Christopher Dodd as he campaigns for the Democratic presidential nomination. She's on the line with us from Council Bluffs. And Linda, is that who I think I hear in the background?
Yes, absolutely. Paul Simon, live and in person. He just got off this giant bus that's got Chris Dodd's name plastered all over it in red, white, and blue. It looks like a rock concert bus, and we're having a concert.
So are the people there coming to hear Paul Simon, or are they coming to hear Senator Dodd talk about why he should be president?
Well, I think it's a bit of both. You know, this being Iowa, people are very sort of responsible and serious about what they're doing. So Paul Simon kind of opens the door and brings him in, and then it's Chris Dodd's job to make the sale. And the people I've talked to have said, you know, he's passionate, his ideas are good, we like him. It's not at all clear that they've done anything more than just kind of given him some consideration. But that's at this stage and where he stands in the, you know, in the rankings. That's all he can hope for. That's what he wants.
Why does Paul Simon say he is backing Senator Dodd's candidacy?
They've been friends for a long time. They've been friends for 25 years. He keeps telling the story of how they met in Czechoslovakia at the first election of Václav Havel. You can hear this crowd. This crowd likes him just fine. But I think that he talks about how he's having a friend running for president. He tells audiences, this man is a wise man. You should listen to him. You know, he says he's spoken out on lots of issues that Paul Simon cares about, especially issues involving children.
Well, is Mr. Simon pulling out any special lyrics for this occasion?
Well, there have been a few. You know, there was God Loves You More Than You Can Know, got right in the middle of Mrs. Robertson. There was a moment where he switched from Joe DiMaggio, Where Have You Gone, Joe DiMaggio, to Where Have You Gone, Ted Williams, because the candidate is a Bo Sox fan. You know, there have been little stuff like that, more sort of affectionate than political, I would say.
Well, it sounds like the crowd there is enjoying it.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. The question is, if this is at least even a little breakthrough for Christopher Dodd, where it brings him, to the notice of more people than had noticed him already.
NPR's Linda Wertheimer in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Thank you.
Thank you.
Though it isn't strange, after change as a fortune.